USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
80 wildfires have burned well over 1 million acres in 13 states out west. More than 19,700 wildland firefighters and support personnel are assigned to wildfires. Montana is reporting 18 large fires at this time. Idaho has 17. California and Oregon have 9 large wildfires. Washington, 7. And Alaska and Arizona have 6 large fires. As the ballot recount in Arizona has turned up improprieties, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has demanded Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs turn over evidence in the 2020 elections. Hobbs has told auditors they cannot have hard drives and other items associated with the election demanded by the Arizona Senate. Texas and 8 other states sued to halt DACA, arguing that President Barack Obama lacked the power to create the program in 2012 by executive action because it circumvented Congress. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon in Houston agreed, barring the government from approving new applications. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Gunshots rang out outside the Washington Nationals baseball game over the weekend, giving us a breakdown of what happened. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Fans ducked for cover inside the dugouts at Nationals Park on Saturday night. An announcement was made over the loudspeaker to try to keep everyone calm and inside the stadium.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask you to remain in the stadium.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire. An uninvolved citizen that was attending this game but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Police said Sunday they're looking for the suspect's vehicle, a gray Toyota with a missing hubcap. It was displaying a temporary Virginia tag and had dark-tinted windows. The Toyota Corolla was captured on nearby surveillance video. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Blue Origin has been given the green light to blast off into the uppermost atmosphere with civilians wanting to experience space. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Spaceflight company Blue Origin has been cleared for its first ever crewed spaceflight, which will take founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of 3 others into suborbital space later this week. That mission set to lift off on Tuesday morning. Former astronaut and professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, Mike Massimino, says that the development of the space tourism industry can bring a long-term benefit to humanity. He tells ABC News that more access to space will open up many possibilities.
And as the access to space increases, just like my students, when I was a student, there'd be absolutely no way, even just a few years ago, for students to be able to fly something and experiment in space, and now they can. As the access to space becomes more prevalent, people can envision themselves going, or what research they might do, or what products they might develop, or what they want to accomplish in space, because now it's possible. So I think it's going to let people be creative to come up with things we can't even imagine that can be done in space travel.
Isaiah Stokes, an actor who appeared in Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Rescue Me, Boardwalk Empire, The Americans, and Power TV shows, has been indicted on second-degree murder in Queens County, New York. According to the district attorney's office, surveillance footage shows Stokes firing into a car on February 7th. Tyrone Jones was hit in the car and later died. If convicted, Stokes faces up to 25 years to life in prison. He will be in court Monday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.